Blog Talk Radio.
Talented Shout Even Shy. Shout, for God's sake, come back from the Faroe Islands, singing the lyrics of One J. Hatter. And Hatter, get well, stay safe, get well, get yourself in one piece. Meanwhile, we have, on a team of Voices Radio on allpoetry.com, we have Tick Mac Poe, the one, the only poetry quiz show, well, the only one I know of anyway, that invites people to read some poetry and work out whether the piece of poetry is by the great Edgar Allan Poe. There's one of those. Whether there's four by other people or whether there's four by myself. And so you then, if you get it right, get your O or X on the board. And the whole process here is like tic-tac-toe. You've got to get three in a row. So that's the game. And, of course, if you need some help, we have an expert. And there is only one expert, and that is the person who has read more of my writing than just about anybody else on the planet, times four, and that is Deborah Lee. Hello, Deb. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am well. I think I'm going to find it harder and harder to actually, you know, get you to get something wrong. But you never know. You never know your luck in a big town. So we'll just see how we go. But Deb's certainly the expert in terms of my writing, so if you do need some assistance as a player in the game, it's good to have her there. And we do have two contestants. We have Sweet. Thank you for coming in at short notice, Sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we have 506. Is that Wayne?
That is actually the Queen of Canada who has called in.
It's Lady
because
A.
I haven't been able to get a response from Wayne, and I just wanted to have an extra test in just in case.
Well, I have to say, Lady A, there's no point being the expert of the game if you don't actually show up to the ball. So, Wayne, you know, love you, and now we leave you, and we have Lady A, and we have Sweet. So we have two poets here.
Excellent.
And we have nine poems, and I'm very, very glad to say that they are on the theme of October. Obvious when you think about it. The theme of all of the poems is October. Now, of course, that makes perfect sense, because as we are recording this program at the minute, it is July. And so quite why we would have a program on poems of October in July, I don't know, except it makes perfect sense. I also want to say that there is a poem by Edgar Allan Poe called October, but the Poe poem in question, or the stanza in question, does not come from that poem, just to give you a little hint. So, we are here, and the first thing we need to do is we need to work out who's going to be O's and who's going to be X's. And, Sweet, I'm going to give you the choice. Did you want to be an O or an X?
Oh, I think I'll be O.
That was an O, yes?
Yes.
It sure was.
Oh.
Good. That is very good. So, Sweet is an O, and that means Lady A is an X. And Lady A, we now get to the important piece of the program, which is the tossing of the coin. Now, you can because, of course, Canada, of course, have the Queen of England on the back of their coin still, I think. We still do in Australia.
Yes,
so
you.
That is the head. Yes, so that is the head. And then I've got a 20-cent coin in front of me, which, of course, has the platypus on it, and that would be a tail.
Or
so
a beaver.
Your choices, well, almost, except, you know, they're sort of not as big as beavers and not nearly as useful. Anyway, they're critters.
And they're platypuses.
And they've got tails. Platypuses,
okay.
Exactly right. So, Lady A. It's completely in your hands. Heads or tails?
I'm going to say tails because I know some people in real life outside of the radio, my radio beautiful friends, that I like to kick their derriere. So I'm going to go tails.
And the flip of the coin, here we go. And it's up. Oh, I kept it on the bench. That's good. And it is heads.
Oh, Deb goes first.
I've got great pleasure in telling you that you are going first. Now, I have to say, normal times, normal noughts and crosses, that makes a huge difference. It doesn't seem to make any difference at all in this program. And I was talking about this with Deb lately. We've done 30-odd shows, Lady A, of Tic Mac Po, and we have yet to have one that's a draw.
Ow.
So I know it's really, really silly, but I'm really looking forward to when we have a draw. So if we have a draw tonight, I'll be really excited. Anyway, putting that to one side, Sweet, you are off first. You are off first. And you get the choice. In great Henry Ford style, that you can have any poem you like, as long as it's between 1 and 9. So 1, 2, 3 across the top line, 4, 5, 6 across the middle, 7, 8, 9 across the bottom line. Which one would you like, Sweet?
Well, let's see. 6, 9, 1, 4. Let's just go with 5.
Yep, pretty common starting place, I have to say. So, let us grab... Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. There was a single stanza, it starts with there, and so I'm about to put it up on the board. And,
all right.
It is up on the board now. And if you could read that for us, Sweet.
Oh, okay. I shall do that. maybe. Their resting place in a field as clouds roll over. Masonry carved by chisel. Message of letters astir. Memories weather, wither and pose as ease into October. Headstones falling from upright somber. Angle down the fourth frost of a breast of beer. To splashes near macaw. Of pictures that brought her near. To grasses where the cows slobber. And their banging echoes towards ghoul stare. Oh, sure.
Mm.
What's that about? I put the cow, glass, beer.
There's cows.
Macabre.
There's beer.
Yes.
Headstones.
There's
macabre.
Beer. Headstones.
Yep.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's all about me, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Let me say, it's not light and frothy, is it, really? It's not a sort of poem that you'd go and give to your four-year-old. Let's say that.
No, it's not. I don't know. I don't think it's you.
Now, I have to say, and I have to remind you that you have the one opportunity, but only one, to use the great Deb, the team of voices, head, and, you know, poo bar of all things, including my poetry. But you only get the one chance, of course, sweet. So you can use it now, but then it's gone. You know, it's
right.
Gonski.
It's Gonski, huh? I like Gonski.
Gonski. Yeah, technical word, Gonski.
Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Never want anything Gonski, now do I?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm very good at coming up with sort of strange, weird, and wonderful interpretations of words. And Gonski is a kind
you
of...
You are.
Hmm.
I like that.
Anyways, so what are you thinking?
Gonski.
Are you thinking that you're heading towards Deb, or are you thinking that's... who are you thinking? Well, I haven't heard you think.
No, you know,
well,
I always
tell me what
think maybe it's not you. So I'm going to say this is definitely AP, just for the hell of it.
Oh, okay. That's sort of... It's sort of reverse psychology.
Yeah.
You think it's not me,
and
therefore it should be me.
Yeah, because I don't think it's Poe. I really don't.
Okay. So I can't convince you to use Deb, and I can't convince you to
change
your mind.
Well, see, it's too early in the game to use. It's too early for that, and I know Lady A knows your stuff so well, and I'm just like, God, I'm up against Lady A. She slaughtered me the last time, and, you know.
Yep.
So if I say it, it's, you know, I'm going to change my mind and go, yeah, no, I'm still going to go with AP. It's probably Poe.
You're going to go with AP? Okay.
God, let me look at it again. Let me look at it again.
No. You're allowed to look at it again. That's allowed.
See, but I don't see Poe using the word beer. That's my thing where I stop and go, would Poe use the word beer?
I'll have to work that out, actually.
And that's what's...
Good question.
Yeah, see that? That's what's throwing me is the beer. Now, I'm going to go with you, dude. I'm going to say it's AP. So that's my final answer.
You going to go with me?
I'm going to go with you.
Okay. I was actually trying to see if Edgar Allan Poe did write a poem with beer in it, actually. But I think he might have used amber. Anyway, putting that all to one side, the answer is... It is me. It was me. When in doubt, you know, go with me. You know, slobber and cows and ghouls and, you know...
You've got to give it to Sweet for her interesting logic, though.
Well, no, that's why I asked. Yeah, because I was like, that it's always just as interesting to work out what the logic was as to anything else. And the logic here was, well, you know, it's got to be somebody. And so, and it sort of doesn't sound like him, and so we'll use him. And that works for me. And so it works, please. You know, that's the most important thing. Everything else doesn't matter. You've got it right.
Yeah.
And so
it takes a long time for me to get
you get
it
right.
A no. But I got it right.
You got it right. You get no in the center square. And so, Lady A, I turn to you. And I say, Lady A, you can have any square you like as long as it's not number 5 because I've got no in it.
I'm going to pick number 7.
Number 7. Okay, we can do number 7. I've got to say, I thought it was quite a nice poem, though. You know, there was cows, there were tombstones, there was beer, there was, you know. It was in
But you also had your telltale signs, and I said it was you as well, you know, and then I was happy to hear that Sweet Pea got it right.
Righto,
too.
Lady A.
All right.
Here we go. So we've got 3 stanzas starting with Oh Hushed.
Okay. Oh, hushed October morning mild, thy leaves have ripened to the fall. Tomorrow's wind, if it be wild, should waste them all. The crows above the forest call, tomorrow they may form and go. Oh, hushed October morning mild, begin the hours of this day slow. Make the day seem to us less brief, hearts not adverse to being beguiled. Beguile us in the way you know. Release one leaf at break of day. At noon release another leaf, one from our trees, one far away. End poem.
There you go, Lady O. Lovely poem.
Yeah.
Black spot.
The rhyming cadence is not you, though, for sure. I can't see you writing. I don't think I've ever read anything this in this way. Like, it's very lyrical.
Yes, I think lyrical is a good word for
it. Yeah. It's kind of a different story. There's a couple of things in here that say Poe to me, but, you know, I don't think it's you for sure. I shouldn't be such a smart aleck because it could very well be you. But it doesn't have any of the things that I look for to see if it's you. So here's the line, tomorrow's wind, if it be wild, should waste them all. That's very Poe-esque to me. And there was a couple of other ones, too.
Now, you can get some help, Lady A, but, of course, you can only use, you can only use deaf ones.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to, Jeez,
great poem, though. I really like the poem.
Yeah, it's really different, isn't it? I'm going to say it's Poe.
Okie doke.
It's very
now,
much,
now, of course, as always.
Laura, what's the poem that he wrote the about the woman? What was her name? Laura, no. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
okay.
Yeah, I say Poe.
You say Poe? Okay. Well, let us go to the videotape and have a look at what that's telling us. And the answer, Lady A, is...
Oh, we get a big beep now.
God damn. It's not Poe. It's not Poe. Do you like the beep? I quite like the beep. Deb's put the beep in the studio for me, so I have to use it now. But I know that Sweet knows this particular poem. Sweet, you know this poem, but you're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to say. You've got to delete that comment because otherwise it could have been me, you see. It could be me. Could be me. We'll talk about that a bit later. But
I used the magic delete button.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
And a lovely poem, Lady A, and it could well have been Poe, I have to say. It could well have been Poe, but in this particular instance, it wasn't. So let me go to the videotape and put up the revised board for everybody so we can see where we are. And what we will see is that we will see, when I eventually get there, through all of the stuff that I've got here, that we will see a circle for Sweet in the middle square, and we will see a little dash with an X next to it down at number 7 there, which is Lady A and her guests. So, Sweet, where do we go next? I'm in your hands. Do we go somewhere between 1, 2, 3? Number 3 it is. I'll let me grab number 3. Oh, yeah, this is a good thing. I like this poem too. In fact, I like all the poems, though. But this is a 2-stanza poem, and it... that's up. Okay, don't copy it then. I love it when this thing works. Okay, just give me one tick. No. It's like, you know, all I'm trying to do is copy and paste. It's not like I'm trying to, you know, build a nuclear weapon, you know? I mean, really. So,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I am. So anyway, no, it's there now. It starts October Gave a Party, Sweet, and I'm in your hands.
All right. October Gave a Party, released by Hundreds Came, the Chestnut Oaks and Maples, released by Every Name. The sunshine spread a carpet and everything was grand. Miss Weather led the dancing, Professor Wynn the band. The chestnuts skimming yellow, the oaks in crimson dress. The lovely Miss Maple and scarlets looked their best. All balanced to their partners, the gaily fluttered by. The sight was like a rainbow, new from fallen sky. Oh, this is even
better. Isn't that a nice poem?
It's a lovely poem, but it's not you. I do like the poem a lot, but it's neither you. It's not Poe, and it's not you, so it's someone else.
You sound this sweet. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to change your mind on this. Yeah?
No, it's someone else.
I thought I might be able to, but I don't think I'm going to be able to. And so I am going to go to videotape, given that you are clearly, you know, of the view that this is somebody else. And the answer to the story is that it is somebody else. It is somebody else. It's a perfectly lovely and decent poem by a person called George Cooper. October's Party. And it was an English poet. An English poet who was unfortunate because he was writing stuff that nobody was wanting to really read too much before World War I, and then he went to World War I and got killed and came back, and then his books became famous. So sort of the thing that happens occasionally with poets. You're not on this earth when your stuff becomes famous, and that was the case with Mr. Cooper. So anyways, such is life. But I have to say that you are correct. And you therefore get a circle in number 3, so which is quite exciting. So I'm now going to go to the board and say, as I'm putting that up on the board, Lady A, you have the opportunity to have any poem you like as long as it's 1, 2, 4, 6, 8 or 9. I think from memory. I think that's right. So I'm just about to put the board up now so you can see which, because we've sort of got, you know, there's like a diagonal stripe across the board.
Yeah.
Which is all the palms that have been done, which is sort of 3, 5, and 7. Mm. So there you go. You can see that now up on the board.
Nine. I'm going to pick 9, please.
You're going to pick 9. Okay, we'll go to 9 and grab that for you. Number 9. Okay, so it's 2 small stanzas. And I'm just going to put that up on the board now, Lady A. And the 2... sorry. I put it up on the board now when that's not a picture. And it starts with the skies.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
The skies, they were ashen and sober. The leaves, they were crisp and sere. The leaves, they were withering and sere. I hope I'm saying that right. It was night in the lonesome October of my most immemorial year. It was hard by the dim lake of Auber in the misty mid-region of Weir. It was down by the dank tarn of Auber in the ghoul-haunted woodland of Weir. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
What is that word? Is it sere? S-E-R-E?
Sere. S-E-R-E. Sere. Sere. Yeah. And from memory, it's what comes or what is.
Okay. So we have some old speak here.
Yes, we
have a very dark poem. I think it was dark. I thought it was dark from the beginning.
It certainly had some dark bits to it, for sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to look for your telltale signature, and the rhyme scheme in this is throwing me off for that a little bit. However,
now I can say that you can get some help. You can get some help from Deb if you wish.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna save her if I need her at the end because.
Okay.
Well.
Got it.
My immortal, most memorial year. I could hear you saying that, but the era seems wrong here for some reason. And the ghouls and everything. Now, it could be you trying to fool the participants with ghoul and haunted woodland. I'm going to probably kick my butt for saying this again, but I'm gonna say that this is Poe.
You say that it's Poe, Lady O?
Two Poes in a row.
I mean, you keep saying Poe, you're going to get it right eventually. I mean, you know, it could take 4 or 5 squares, but I mean, you keep saying it's going to be right.
Yeah.
So I can't convince you, Lady A, that you should go and get some assistance or some help before you come to this
I don't think
major
so.
Conclusion.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think I'm good.
You can good with it, okay. Well, that's the case then, Lady. I've got no other thing to do but go to the videotape and see whether this, in fact, is a piece of Poe. And it is!
Yay.
It is a piece of Poe. It is a piece of Poe. It is a piece of Poe. It's It's from, as I said, not the Edgar Allan Poe poem October. It's from an extract from Yululami, another one of his poems. So there you go. Well done, Lady O.
Thank you.
You are.
That was interesting. I liked the poem, but it's to
so
me it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. That was a good one.
Yeah, I liked it when I found that one. I liked October, but I liked it even more when I found that Poe poem about October. I thought that was kind of fun. So
yeah.
Okie doke. So we've got the board up now, and we have a couple of O's and a dash and an X. And so that leaves us, Sweet, in your hands as to whether you want to go to 1, 2, 4, 6, or 8.
1.
Number 1. We can do number 1 for you. Let me go to the videotape and get the number 1. It's his two stanzas, Sweet, and it starts with to shake. So it will be up on the board now, if you could read that for us, please.
Okay. To shake the fallen birch leaves from the fern, the gossamers wander up and down. A heavier step, a bird's, a squirrel's cold. The late year has grown fresh again and new. As spring into the touch is not mere cool, but is warm to the gaze. And now I might as happy be as earth is beautiful. Whereas some other or with earth return in alternation or violet and rose. Harbell and snowdrop at their season due, and grouse, that has no time not to be gay. But if this is be not happiness, who knows? But someday I shall think this is a happy day. Well, I know it's not you. I know it's not you.
You know it's not me. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good start then.
Absolutely not. I love your poems, but this is just too old school English even for you. And
yes.
I know it's not Poe. He never wishes anybody a happy day.
No.
I'm going to say it's someone else. Someone else. Someone else.
Okie dokie. Well, that does sound again as if you are reasonably certain about this position, Sweet.
I just know it's not you. I can't even. The other one I really thought was like either Hatter or Deb, but I don't have a clue who this might be.
Yeah. No. Well, no. You're very, very right. In fact, it's not me. It is an older poet called Edward Thomas. From the 1800s. So very well picked out. Well done, Sweet. You're doing brilliantly well, particularly for somebody who you know, didn't actually think that they would be playing, you know, until a very short period of time ago. You're knocking it stone dead. So we now go to the videotape, Lady A, and I'm going to put the board up there so you can see where we are. Huh?
Okay.
VP,
which one? What number did you have? The last one.
Number
one.
Well, you'll see. You'll see shortly.
number one. Okay.
Number one. Yeah, number one. So let me show you the board, Lady A. So if you just give me one tick, it is now up on the board now, so you can see what the board looks like.
Okay, the board. Yes. Oh, dear. Okay. Now, the proper and right thing to do is to go in number two.
It would be. This is correct.
She's a poet.
This would be the block. This would be the block, lady. That would be the block.
It would be.
So this is a poem, number two, is of three stanzas, and it is coming up on the board now, and it starts with the war.
Okay. The war would be won in days, said the newspapers and politicians. But the trenches deepened, skies turned from gray. His doubts grew. For what had been built was a machine of vicious destruction, one that developed young boys into shadowy skeletons or wooden crates. And as spring fell, there were no birds remaining to hear. Flowers were chopped by shell and October pass to size of death. End poem.
That's
this is a very good poem.
Writing. It's a very good
and,
poem, I think. I agree with you.
It is, Deb, but a really amazing poem. Now, this is a story. There is free verse.
Mm.
But it's, the way it's written, and, you know, I'm going to, because I think, I don't know if you planned that or not, but it looks kind of sort of like you did in a way. It could be imagining it, but there's a bit of a form in how this was placed on the paper. At least, I think maybe I'd have to go through it, like with the rhymes and stuff, but it looks like the second and third verse look very much the same, the way the each verse was designed, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
So that could be you, that creative side of you. The poetry itself, the way it's written, I don't see any of your little idiosyncratic moves, you know. Wow. Boy.
Well, this may be the time you want to go and talk to Deb, lady. Up to you, but completely in
your
head.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say that it's somebody else.
Now, I can't convince you to go and talk to Deb before you do that, Lady O.
Well, I can. You know, maybe Deb, we could consult for a few minutes because I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Well, why don't we? Okay, that's the case. That's the case. Drum roll. Deb, the expert has been called.
Hello there. So what was your answer?
Well,
Lady A went with somebody else, she thinks.
Is that my final answer, like now, or?
No.
I was just asking you
where you stood right now. So you're standing, it's okay. Because, like,
it doesn't look like.
Aside from a piece or two, and aside from the fact that it's not rhyme, for me, like, okay, move the first line of that poem down one. And you already touched on this, the fact that the shape was.
Yeah.
So what I did then was try to imagine it in the middle of the page, which it could be a continuation of triangles pointed down type of poem. Then.
Yeah, you know, that really, the shape. Yeah, so you, because that's making me think it's AP, because the rest of it, as far as the, but you know, he does rhyme ABAB as well.
Right, but show me, I mean, I'm not looking at a rhyme pattern here. I'm looking at, I mean, it's really an awesome poem, but I'm not seeing a rhyme scheme. I'm seeing more of a feel of a story, of a history, which AP does do often. But there were a few words left.
Yeah,
well, that made me think him. For example, there were no birds remaining to hear. There's something there. And October passed to sighs of death. But back at the beginning, mostly, the war would be won in days, said the newspapers and politicians. But the trenches deepened. Skies turned from gray. His doubts grew.
That's like a sentence, isn't it? It's not really a verse like we know it, I guess, but a discussion, isn't it?
Yeah. And since we obviously know it's not Poe, and I am fairly sure that you should say that this is AP.
Yeah. I think you're probably right, and I think you're right for the reasons that I was thinking as well. But if you were talking about the triangles of the shape of the poem, if you turn that whole thing with the part at the top, and then it would look like one of those banners that you can do.
Well, another thing is there were no birds remaining to hear, and remaining to anything is an expression that I've heard AP use, but it's not common. But it also could be like a European. Now, I'm sticking. If I was guessing, I would say that this is AP.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. Yeah, there's like 1% that's so bad.
And Dave agrees with me.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say AP then. I had...
Okay,
dokie.
Okay. Well,
it was a pure...
It was a long process, Lady O, and Deb, the expert, has come in.
Did you have dinner?
The answer is...
Oh, yay.
It is me. I did write it.
Well, that was an excellent poem.
Kind of nice poem, I've got to say. I think it's kind of cool.
Very, very good poem.
Me.
Oh, it was terrific.
Yes. I'm sorry,
okay,
but I had
boy.
To see. And there it is.
Yeah. Cool poem. But
and see it
so.
Down the center of the page, Lady A? Are you looking on the board?
How humble you are.
But only because I write a lot of... Yeah, and I write a lot of...
I said that. Oh, God, it's hard to be humble. You know, all that stuff. You know.
I caught that same thing right off, but it just... It wasn't...
Yep.
It was difficult to catch it, but it... Yeah. Well, that was something else, wasn't it? That was great. And that poem, I love it.
It's cool.
Yeah,
really,
magnificent.
Really, really.
Oh,
sweet. I'll turn to you now and say that you can have number 4, number 6, or number 8.
Let's go with number 4.
Number 4 it is. Let me go to the videotape and grab number 4. And this is 3 stanzas. Strangely enough, as we're talking about October, it starts with October. And it is on the board now.
Refresh my board. There we go. Come on now. Come on. Stop playing with me.
Yeah, exactly. Damn system.
I'm telling you what.
Shit, you're giving me fun all day.
October is eyeing off the winter. while winds at practice until, burning of logs reach simple, till a crackle of showering sparks still. Animals are gaining to store, by flicker of moon their eyes bright. No movement can they ignore, too many their empty larders tonight. As the snow's building for more, skies clang and dumb well wait. Their light flakes build in score upon distant hills, roofs, and gates.
There you go. Classic little bit of October AB rhyming poetry there, sweet.
A little bit, yeah. But, you know, you're not the only poet that does those kinds of things.
No. I copy most, you know, and others, you know, it's just, you know,
yeah.
Lots of AB poetry around.
Yeah. I mean, it does have a lot of you in it. Like, you know, those kind of rhymes, that kind of cute rhyme scheme, but kind of a more simplistic rhyme scheme than I would put you at. We already have our Poe poem.
Hmm.
So, hey, Deb, let's talk.
Deb, hold on. We've got our expert coming in again, which means drum roll. Hi, Deb.
Well, hi, sweet.
Hi, how are you? I am telling you what, I'm leaning towards this not being AP, but you know him a little better than I do. I think it's too rhymy for him, with the bright and the tonights and the, you know, the weights and the gates and the more and the score. You know, I just think it's too rhymy for him. So I'm really leaning that it's not him, but I'm kind of second-guessing myself.
Okay.
Well,
in this particular case, second-guessing isn't such a bad thing because he's been practicing for weeks and weeks and weeks at hiding himself in the poetry. Also, at finding poems that are enough to make us think, well, that could be. Now, on this one, again, we know it wasn't Poe. So I was trying to pay attention to the wording to see if any of his, like for example, animals are gammering to store something there leans me in a direction. As the snow's building for more, skies clang and dumbbell weights, their light flakes build in score upon distant sills, roots and gates. And AP likes the word upon. So my question to myself is he using that to try and fool us? Did he not realize that he put it in there because he likes the word so much? So then I walk away from that one because it leaves me with question. Then I go back to the couple of spots where there's a comma, too many, they're empty larders tonight. I'm going to answer the same way twice in a row. I do think that this is AP super duper job of hiding himself, but I still say him.
See, I'm gonna. I love your advice, but I've never seen AP use the phrase too many, and that's one of the things that's thrown me off.
Which line? Too many. They're empty larders tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, sweet. Are you going to Deb's advice and say it's me, or are you going to ignore her and go with somebody else?
Follow your gut, sweet.
I'm going to say somebody else.
Okey-doke. Well, if that's the case, let us go to the videotape. And the answer is...
Ah, damn it. Stick with the expert. Oh, don't laugh so heartedly.
What number was
I've
that?
Never,
anyway, sorry, I'm not laughing. I'm
four.
Not laughing. I'm just clearing my throat.
Number
I'm
four.
I'm just clearing my throat. Mm-hmm. So I'm not laughing. I wouldn't do such a thing.
Such an ass.
But.
That's why I like you. You're such an ass.
All I'm saying is it's not somebody else. And I can now put the advice going forward up. And, well, it quite possibly was, since we already have a poem from Poe out. So, we now have Lady A.
Good job, Dad.
Yeah. It looks like the following, which is X's and noughts all over the bloody place, and it's looking more like this fabled drawer that we've never had. Anyway, I'm in your hands, Lady A, because we only have not read poem number 6 or number 8. Which one would
right.
you like to do next?
Well, even numbers bug me, so I guess I'm going to pick number 8.
Number 8 it is. So number 8.
Oh, wait. Okay, yeah, okay. No. Let me see. Wait a second, sorry.
Number 8?
Number 8
it is. Number 8, it's up on the board, Lady A, for you to read, and it's 3 stanzas. They start today.
Okay. They marched to the fields with guns held steady. Their powder was dry as stop to command ready. Rifles were loaded with shot and flint placed same, focus intent on task, and then the instruction to aim. 30 marksmen, they kneeled, mouths dry and sober, when fired as one, blew their enemy past October.
Here you go.
Now, you, there's,
already
I'm going to say it's you,
okay.
for a few reasons. Which I have well held a secret till the day I die.
I understand, and so you're not. I'm not going to be able to convince you that you need to say it's somebody else at this point, Lady A.
No, I don't think so. I really don't
okay.
think so. I do believe,
okay.
with great confidence, I must say, that
yes,
that this is you.
Okay, well, let's see if that confidence is well placed. We will go to the videotape, and the answer is... it is me.
Excellent day.
It is me. And so, I'm now going to the board to go and put another X, mark the spot, Lady A. And... I don't believe it. I think, well, anyway, I won't say anything. I'm going to put this up on the board. And our suite, you don't have a choice in the matter, unfortunately.
I know.
Because
six. And I
wish there was a choice in the game, but unfortunately, there was not. Because we
I
have
know,
to
I,
do all the palms that have
I
to
mean,
be
I
first,
just lost this game.
I didn't say that, but I was sort of maybe intimating that by some of the things that I was sort of saying that I didn't say. But anyway,
yeah, I just
board
lost
is now
this
up.
Game.
Well, you could well have. You could well have, sweet, but we still have to do poem number 6 anyway because it's a
I
nice
know.
Poem. Yeah?
It is a nice
so,
poem.
So 2 small stanzas, and again, starting with October, just for the fun of it. And that's up on the board now. Can
Hold
you see
on.
It, sweet?
I can. I have to refresh everything. So let me get to that point. My computer is slow. Hello. October is the treasure of the year, and all the months pay bounty to her store. The fields and orchards still their trouble bear, their tribute bear, and feel her brimming coffers more and more. But she, with youthful lavishness, spends all her wealth in gaudy dress, and decks herself in garments bold of scarlet, purple, red, and gold. End poem. And with all those colors, I would say, it is. It sounds like Deborah Lee, doesn't it? Certainly doesn't sound like you or Poe.
If we were guessing Deborah, I'd go there every day of the week, you know.
I you know, it does sound like Deb, so just because it sounds like Deb, it's not you, I'm going to go with someone else.
I've heard strangers' reasoning come from, you know, different points in time, so let me go to the videotape, and we will find that, indeed, it is somebody else. I do like the idea of October as a treasure river. There's something about the finance angle to that really appeals to me. So, anyway, that's why I've got a Guernsey. Now, let me go and put the board up, Lady A, so that you can actually see what we're dealing with here. Because it is your turn, you see. And, and the board could look worse. But anyway, let me put it up and you'll get the general gist. So we have just the two poems after all of this that we need to look at again. And they are poem number 4 and poem number 7. And my question to you, Lady A, is which poem did you want to go for? Number 4 or number 7?
Oh, I should do. Number 4? Oh, okay. No, that doesn't. I've got. So that's the one that she got wrong?
Yeah, number 4 was the. Yeah, so which one did you want to go for, Lady O? Number 4 or number 7?
Let me. I think I'm going to have to go with number. Oh dear, I'm kind of screwed either way, aren't I? Well, for the win and partial block, I guess one way or another, I'm going to take number 7.
Number 7 for the win, Lady A. That would give you 3
X's
in a row.
Number 7 for the win, honey. You got this.
Number 7 for the win.
Do I get to see the poem again?
You get to see the poem again. Now this was the poem that we said that you said. I remember this now. You said it was Poe. Remember, you did two Poes in a row.
Yeah.
And so you said that this particular poem was Poe, and I said it wasn't, and that. So your question here, because it's definitely not Poe, because we've already had the Poe poem, yeah? So your question for the win, Lady A, is this poem by somebody else or is this poem by me?
Right. Okay.
That is your question.
And I said it was Poe.
You said it was Poe. That was your first guess, yes?
Yes, it was. And I know that it's not somebody else.
And
so just let me, I've been doing some deductions here. Oh, no, just a second. Okay, no, that doesn't work either. Okay, so I'm going to say that it's, this is for the win, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it's by.
I think it's you, AP.
You think it's me?
Well, just wait a minute.
I was going to say I can't go to Deb because you've already used Deb, so I can't use Deb. So, but we're in your hands, Lady A. It's either me or it's somebody else, and that will basically decide the game, I think, which way you go.
fear me.
I can cut the tension.
You know what? I'm going to have to go with somebody else.
Okie doke. I can't change your mind, Lady O, that it's, that it's me.
I'm sorry. Let me just think one thing through, and let me, and I'll say it right away. I
sure.
Promise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either you or somebody else.
Correct.
And I picked Poe for that, didn't I?
Okay. You did Poe originally, so it wasn't Poe. Yep. So we've got two live answers. One is either me or somebody else.
It's somebody else.
It's somebody else, Lady A? You're convinced now at this point? You're not going to change your mind from here?
No, that's it. That's my guess. That's
okay. For the win, Lady A. For the win. If this is somebody else, you win the game. And the answer is...
Yes!
It is somebody else.
Good job, Lady A.
Gosh.
It is somebody else.
Lady A. The game. I was biting my fingernails.
But do I get extra points if I tell her who it is?
Yes, you do, Sweet. Who is it, Sweet?
Robert Frost, October!
It is Robert Frost!
Wow.
That was the somebody else in this particular instance. And so very, very well done to Sweet. Very, very well done to Lady
A.
Yeah,
you played a great
We couldn't have had a sort of closer game, really. It really came down to the final guess. It was very close. So...
You were really well. I was happy to play that game with you. Thanks,
yeah,
AP, for making it up to you, and I just love this game.
And so here we go. Here are the poems that I'm just going to put up on the board now. We've got quite a range of interesting poems too, and poets today. Of course, Poe with his extract for Ulami. Number 9, we've got me down at number 8, Frost at number 7, Paul Dunbar at number 6, me at the middle and with Log Simper, George Cooper at number 3, me with number 2, and Edward Thomas at number 1, a bit of a feast of American and English poetry from the 19th century, apart from me, of course, who's a little bit later than the 19th century. So, Deb, very, very, very well done. A brilliant work in the expert's chair, so thank you.
Paul Dunbar is also
yes.
my favorite poet. That's why he was so easy to
get. Oh, there you go. There you go. No, well, I love Paul Dunbar's poetry. So we've had some brilliant poets there. I'm very fond of Frost, as everybody knows. Well done, Sweet, for stepping in at the last minute. Thank you, Lady A, for coming in at the last minute too. Most appreciated.
You did a great job too, AP. These were great poems.
Yeah,
I agree.
As I said, great lot of poetry, I think we really had some. It was very close. It could have gone either way, Lady A. It could have gone either way.
Yeah.
So all you can ask is that. It'd be as close and as tight as that. So 1,000 points to you, Lady A, 750 points
so
for
much.
Sweet, 500 for participating, and 250 for the Robert Frost, which was quite impressive. So 1,000 points to you, 750 to Sweet. And
thank you.
We're going to go out.
That's fabulous.
My old song, which is from Ice House, so I'm just looking at that now, and I'm about to grab it. So thank you, everybody. We'll see you
in
a couple of weeks for the next time around for Tic Mac Poe.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks,
and,
sweetie. Great. Thanks, Deb. AP, great job.
And make sure everybody's around for the Thursday night show.
So there you go. So bye, everybody. Talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
This episode, we're back tomorrow night for the normal Hatter, Deb and I show, with the theme being Stainless Steel. See you in a couple of weeks after for the next Tic Tac Pug. Have fun, everybody. Talk soon.
Love and respect.